Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we are continuing on in a message on dealing with anger. We have defined anger. We have looked at the wrath of the Lord. We have been looking at a number of scriptures that describe in the Old Testament, in Ecclesiastes, and Proverbs, and Psalms, the wrath of man, or the anger of man. But now, as we begin this broadcast, I'd like to look at some specific words on this subject from Jesus. And they're found in Matthew, the 5th chapter. And of course, you may recall this was his, what is called the Sermon on the Mount. And I'd like to read, well, let's start at verse 21. These are the words of Jesus. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. So what was that? I mean, under the law, the Mosaic law, if you killed a man with deliberation, with anger, with intent, the punishment was stoning. But listen to this, verse 22. Again, this is Jesus. He's ushering the new covenant where it's not just in external actions, but it is what's going on inside of a person, our attitudes, our thoughts. Verse 22 says, But I say unto you, I, Jesus, am telling you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Reka, shall be in danger of the council. Okay, but whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Whoa. That may be a passage that is somewhat needs some clarification, and it's a very sobering statement of the Lord. He goes on in the subsequent passages to talk about if you bring your gift to the altar, remember you have aught against your brother, go make it right to him and then offer your gift. Okay, but let's break this down and let's understand what Jesus was saying. Let's start again. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whosoever shall say to his, this is of course speaking of, again, not consequences, but the internal state of a person. Whosoever shall say to his brother, Reka. Now, we don't use that word, but it was used in biblical times. It was a common expression, not only to describe anger only, but insolent contempt. In other words, it wasn't just, I'm mad at you. It was utter disgust and contempt for the person. And this is the temper and the anger that's being condemned. The anger or the temper which Jesus is speaking against is that in which anger has gained the mastery that we no longer recognize a brother or a person in the man who has offended us. We look at this person with malignant scorn. It is a 10. It is over the edge. It is absolute fury. Now, he said, Whose anger at his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. Whoever shall say to his brother, Reka, shall be in danger of the council. Now, what does that mean? Well, offenses of this kind are placed by our Lord on the same level as those which came before the great court of the Sanhedrin. This is what how things were handled religiously, biblically, in the time of Jesus. The court consisted of 70 to 72 members with a president and vice president and was made up of the heads of the 24 courses of the priests, with 46 to 48 from the elders, if you will, or scribes. It took recognition or cognizance of blasphemy and other like offenses. And its particular prerogative, or what it had the authority to do, was that it could order death by stoning. The point of our Lord's teaching here is that to scorn God's image in a man was to dishonor God himself. And then let's look at that final phrase, "Whoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire." Now, that word there, the Greek, is a translation of the same word which, like the fool of the Old Testament, implied, for example, as in Psalm 14 and 1, utter godlessness as well as a lack of intellectual wisdom. With that meaning, it embodied the temper, the aspect, the characteristic of fixed and settled hatred. Now, it was not the word itself, "thou fool" itself, that Jesus was making a point of, but the emotion behind it. Hopefully you've never said, but you may have heard people say, "I'll never forgive that person." I've heard people tell me that they would, talking about someone, that they said that they'd never going to forgive that person for what they did. It was so grievous, so outrageous, so horrible, so painful that they would never extend forgiveness to that person. Well, beloved, Jesus was very clear when he taught the Lord's Prayer, if you will. He said, if you don't forgive your enemies, those who trespass against you, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your sins. So, beloved, as Christians, we do not have a choice in the matter. We must forgive. Now, we may feel still anger, but we can be willing to forgive. Jesus himself, and we're going back to the use of the word fool, he himself used that word in describing the Pharisees. Listen to this. Jesus was no milquetoast. He was just not dripping syrup and honey all the time. In Matthew 23, well, let's do verse 16. "Woe unto you, ye blind guides." He's talking to the religious, esteemed religious leaders of his day. "Woe to you, ye blind guides, which say, 'Whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor.'" In other words, he's under obligation. And he lets it. He just says, "Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold?" Amen. "And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it's nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gift that is upon it, he's guilty." He says, "Ye fools and blind." He's calling them names. "For whether is greater," which is greater, "the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift?" So Jesus used that word. So it's not just the word itself. But in fact, let's use another example. Paul also, when he was speaking of the skeptical Greek materialist in 1 Corinthians 15:36, he says, "Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die." So therefore, what Jesus is talking about is not just the use of the word. Maybe that'll help clear up some confusion, because we do, you know, the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." That's scripture, okay? He condemned not the utterance of the mere word or syllable, because fool is just a one-syllable word, but the temper and the fierce emotion behind it. He who hates his brother, what did Jesus say? He's the same as a murderer. And there is that kind of hatred that causes people to murder one another. Listen, at the very beginning, What happened to Cain? He murdered his brother Abel. He had that level and degree of hatred. So this is what Jesus is addressing in Matthew, the 23rd chapter, 17 and 19. He is talking about that unrestrained kind of anger that leads people to kill one another, to murder one another. Sometimes there is, and the craziness today, there's stabbings, there's shootings. You know, policemen going up to stopping someone for a traffic violation, they shoot them for no, I mean, they just, it's that kind of horrible evil that is really the benchmark and the hallmark of this, of the world of Satan, Satan himself and all his demons and cohorts. Why? Because he hates God and he hates those who serve God. And those who are so miserable under his dominion, they don't have to have a reason. They'll just kill for the sake of killing. So we have to read and understand this verse, not by the letter, oh dear Lord Jesus, that's so important, but by the Spirit. Beloved, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. In other words, not only the overt act of murder, but our words, which express states of feeling, what's going on inside of us, that is what's subject to judgment. They are subject to the judgment of the eternal judge and may bring us into a guilt and penalty like that of the vilest and most wicked criminal. That's what these verses in verses 23 and 26. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law. Judgment, mercy, and faith, these ought ye to have done and not leave the other undone. So that's what Jesus was saying. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. All right. Well, I had thought we were going to cover more ground than this, but we haven't. So next week, Lord willing, we will learn some practical steps. I've laid a scriptural foundation of how we can deal with anger. And I do hope you'll be able to be with me. We're heard on this station Monday through Friday at the same time. If you ever miss a broadcast or want to rehear, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, I assure you of my faithfulness and prayer and love for you. Even if you've never written Radio Family, I pray for you. UCM Partners, you're always on my heart. Specific needs you share. Many times the Lord brings them to mind when I'm walking or doing whatever, something else. So I invite you to write. Your letters are strictly confidential. I pray for you alone and read those letters and answer you. I love you. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.